Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. We are starting just a little bit late today. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Back here on a Tuesday, second day back from vacation, and it is snowing. It is slick out there. KALC Radio, Denver, Colorado, Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. You can hear us there, too. It's absolutely free. Good morning, Jimmy. Was it slick for you?
Oh, no. No, it's actually hot outside. Actually, you know what's funny? Because I was just in California. I was man, maybe I should just move. Because this is a little chilly.
Yeah.
Like, but I did get my car in the garage, so I always like that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Because I got my car, it was 40.
Yeah.
I think I must have like a heat leak.
Yeah.
It was toasty in there.
I woke up this morning and I put my boots out, right? Because it's going to snow this morning. And I can't wear slides in the snow, right?
Right.
Well, I guess the dog got my boots last night.
Oh.
And so I couldn't find the other boot. I got one boot. Yeah. I couldn't find the other boot. So I got slides on in the snow this morning.
Oh, no.
And my feet are wet and cold.
Nice.
Oh, miserable.
Damn, it doesn't really shock me.
I'm looking everywhere. I'm trying not to wake up the father-in-law. You know, he's asleep.
He's on the air mattress.
He's on an air mattress in the living room. And I'm walking around trying to find my boot this morning. Can't find it anywhere. So it's one of those days, you know.
And you only have two pair of shoes?
Well, pretty much.
Really?
Slides and boots. That's it.
That is crazy.
That's about it for my house.
Ready for any occasion.
I think the snow's going to continue for like the next 4 or 5 hours, they say.
Yeah, pretty much. So it's pretty, it's coming down.
Yeah.
And it's all ice. I mean, it's all ice. And where I live, they didn't pre-treat it or anything. So that's kind of neat.
Yeah, I'm kind of on alert this morning because I'm trying to figure out Frog's school for him. To see if there's a delay this morning because Mom's out of town.
Gotcha.
And BJ's kind of, you know, I'm on guard.
Don't they just text you?
They normally do, but I'm surprised we haven't gotten anything this morning.
Well,
you know, one way or the other. So, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I don't know what time they usually put it out there. I feel like it's like at 6.
I'm hoping in the next 20 minutes or so they make a call on that.
Because you don't even have to watch anymore. They just text you now. They took all the fun out of watching the bottom scroll.
Yeah.
We used and not only that, radio used to read off all the school closings and stuff. That was so much fun back in the day. Cooper Elementary, you're going to be 2 hours late this morning. Prepare for that.
Yeah, now it's all texting.
Took all the fun away from us,
did. Anyway, so everybody just be careful. And I saw two people check into the boards.
No kidding.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's a shame right there. And then all of us are like, oh, there goes another one. Son of a gun.
Glad it's not me.
I know.
That sucks, though.
It does.
I mean, you're 5 o'clock in the morning, and you've slid off into a guardrail somewhere. everywhere. Your lights flashing. Yeah, you're like, oh, crap.
What did I do? Who do I call?
Yeah. Sucks. Welcome to Colorado. All right, we'll take a quick break here. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show just getting rolling. It is a Tuesday. Good morning, everybody. Be careful out there.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app, free app for your phone. It is a Tuesday. Slick out there. Be careful. There are several schools that you're running late today. I don't see cancellations, but you are running late. Most of your schools, a lot
of them. The Castle Rock Senior Citizens area, I think that said it was closed. Because I remember seeing it yesterday on the news. I was like, how do they know already?
It is closed.
Yeah, and it was like, did you see it all over the news yesterday?
Yeah.
It's the only thing that was running on the scroll is Castle Rock Senior Citizens Center was closed. And I was like, it hasn't even snowed yet.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing?
They're scared.
I guess so.
Yeah, the old people,
weird.
Man.
Crazy.
So take it easy. The roads are horrible this morning. I know the plows have been out, but it's so cold. This stuff just packed down, man. It's just nothing but ice out there.
Well, just two things related to weather. Number one is I was thinking as I was driving in, I was just in Los Angeles, Northern California. It was so nice and by the ocean. I was like, oh my God, I should move. But I guess on that side of the country, they have a huge, like, I've never even seen this in my lifetime. Starting today, they have a deadly wind warning. They actually called it, like, I know we had one too, but they're calling it, like, I mean, catastrophic wind warning in Los Angeles.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I've never seen that in my life. Catastrophic wind warning.
What are those winds called? They come out of the
Santa Ana.
Santa Ana,
yeah.
That's right.
And
yeah.
Then going then east, all my friends in the Midwest, they're still sucked in with ice. My friend yesterday, he took a temperature in his house, and it's down to 52 degrees. He still doesn't have any.
No kidding.
Yeah, and they're running their fireplace, but that's all they got.
Yeah, out here, at least we're used to it. We're prepared for it, you know, even with the trucks and plows and stuff, but man, when you get back east and they get those ice storms, there's nothing you can do about it.
Exactly.
Absolutely. I mean, we rarely get an ice storm here. I mean, because of Colorado, just the way it is. But back there, if that ice can be 2 and 3 inches thick.
Yeah.
And it's unbelievable. I think tomorrow morning we're supposed to be down to 7 single digits here.
See, not a fan of that. Not a fan.
Me either.
Oh, my God.
I think my golf tournament's off.
Well, yeah. I think so. I have all my Christmas boxes. So my plan was, I don't know if you guys are all suffering from Amazon box overloads, right? And some of them are just so thick and everything. I was like, I was getting so tired cutting them down. And so my plan was put them all in the garage and then run over them with the Jeep.
It's like a trash compactor.
Yeah, right? So I had them all piled in there, and I'm just going to run them back and forth and back and forth with the Jeep and just squash them down.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea.
Right? So then it starts snowing, so I just threw them over to the third spot, and I got my car in, so thank God.
I had a friend of mine that put together, I mentioned this golf tournament thing. I don't know what the hell he was thinking. It's January in Colorado, and he put together this tournament. He called it a squirrel gets a nut, okay?
Yeah.
For Sunday. And it was looking like, when he put it together, that it was going to be around 50 degrees, which you can go out and, you know, play a little golf here in Colorado. But now it looks like a horrible idea, because I think we're only supposed to be in the mid-20s on Sunday with more snow on the way.
Well, not only that, but with all the snow on the you can't find your ball. Everything's white.
He's looking like a little dubby right now. He's not looking so good.
No.
It's like, okay, good idea there, Travis.
Yeah.
Good idea. Good idea. All right, did you see, I've got a news story here. Did you see the guy that got stuck at the bottom of that ski run because he was following his GPS at Keystone?
Yes, I did. And it's an Audi, isn't it?
I think it is.
Yeah. Poor guy. He was going to go to the housing area.
Oh, yeah.
And it told him to turn left into, because he was in the parking lot. And so then he kept going through the parking lot, and then it told him to turn left, and he's just stuck there.
And then all you see in the picture is just his car at the bottom of a ski run. Here's the story.
Skiers dealing with a new obstacle at Keystone Resort, a parked car.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, not supposed to be there. So you're seeing a sedan parked near the Mountain House base area. The Summit County Sheriff's Office says the driver of the car, who lives in Boulder, was following a GPS route to an employee housing complex Sunday night when the GPS told them to turn onto the ski area.
Oh, my gosh.
The driver did it. listened to GPS, but got stuck and abandoned the car for the night. But the driver did leave a note with their phone number for easy contact. The sheriff's office says the driver did not get sighted.
I hate when your GPS is on delay and you miss a turn.
Oh, that too. Yeah. Yeah. But remember when the GPS, this was probably, I don't know, 4 years ago, got everybody stuck on that muddy one-lane road?
Yeah.
Yeah, here in Colorado.
That my favorite is you, Jamie, because you had put in, I think you put in Coors Field or something like that. Remember, you were going to go down to the ball game.
Right.
And you ended up in some part of town, not even close to the ballpark.
It was like the junior, they called it Coors Field, but it was like mini Coors Field.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was like in Arvada, and it was for like little kids.
Yeah, you missed everything because she was stuck way out. I mean, she was 20 miles from the ballpark.
And I just moved back here, so I didn't know my way around. I'm like, this is really far. I don't remember it been this far.
You came in so angry about your GPS.
God, I was. Because there's more than one Coors Field.
Yeah. That's a great story. All right, we'll be right back.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Finally, we were right about something.
What?
Tom Holland and Zendaya are indeed engaged.
No kidding.
Yep.
Wow.
So rumors that the two were engaged began after Zendaya was seen wearing a gigantic bauble on her ring finger, her left finger, at the 2025 Golden Globes. Sources close to them say that he popped the question between Christmas and New Year's at one of her houses. They say that Holland actually met with Zendaya's father, which I like, a few months beforehand to get his permission, and that their family really likes him. Now, reps haven't confirmed it, but everybody's saying it's true, and all our friends are saying it's true, and blah, blah, blah. So, yay, there's one.
There you go. Yay. Got it right. Woo.
The other gossip that came out of the Golden Globes is that, what's her name? Demi Moore snubbed Kylie Jenner.
No, it's the other way around. Kylie snubbed Demi.
Nope, it's not.
That's okay.
Nope, it's not. Demi walked up to the table and she was hugging somebody, and then she completely ignored Kylie. Kylie kept looking at her like a puppy, like, talk to me, talk to me. And then Demi went around her and went and talked to Timothy, and then she kept moving on, but she never talked to Kylie.
Shmadil, you don't have sources. Jamie has sources.
It's not right at
okay?
all.
Okay, you're
it's absolutely
so
not
wrong,
right.
dude.
Because everybody went after Demi about it. And Demi was like, look,
really?
I wasn't snubbing her. In fact, I said hello to her.
Yeah, I saw where the incident happened. I didn't know who did who snubbed who, but I did see where the incident happened. I guess it was a big deal.
Well, everybody was loving it because everybody's like, well, Demi Moore doesn't have time for people like Kylie, you know, like... Like, what have you done, bitch?
Yeah. I wish I'd make the news when I get snubbed.
Right?
Because I get snubbed every day. Our boss snubs me every day.
Actually, yesterday you snubbed him.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, it was so rude. He was talking to you and you're like, all right, well, I got to go talk to Andre. Yeah. He's like sitting here like, okay.
So I didn't even realize that I snubbed him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
You're like, I got more important things to do.
I know.
It doesn't matter what
That's
you're saying.
That's funny. I thought the same thing. It was so rude. I was like, wow.
Well, I'd set up that appointment with Andre, and he had other things he needed to do.
I know, but that's our boss.
Oh, he'll be okay.
It was just really weird. And you hadn't seen him for 2 weeks, and you're just so rude. It's like, wow. Okay, well, we'll see you, Beach.
Sorry about that. I didn't even realize it.
Anyway, so Demi Moore came up to the table. This blonde chick was there, and it's like, oh, my God, Demi. And it was so sad because Kylie Jenner was just like, please talk to me. Please talk to me. She was just looking up at her like a little puppy with big eyes.
The first thing I thought was, why was Kylie Jenner even there?
Because she's dating Timothy.
So she doesn't really, she didn't have like a nomination or anything like that, right? No work she'd done.
No, but her boyfriend is a huge actor.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. All right. I didn't know that.
But it was sad. And then Demi walked behind her. And then Kylie turned this way like, Demi, I'm still here. And everybody's like, Timothy, you should have said, like, this is my girlfriend, Kylie. But he didn't do that either. He was just like, oh, my God, Demi's paying attention to me, too. And poor Kylie was just like, so sad. But I don't think she did it intentionally. In fact, if you really watch the video, she does. Her back is to the camera, but it looks like she does say hi to Kylie.
Yeah.
Briefly, like real quick. But I don't know. I don't feel like she really snubbed her that much.
Yeah.
I think she might not have even known who she was.
That's very possible.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
I wouldn't know.
Yeah. I mean, you know, she just
looked up. If I ran up on her at Denny's or something, I wouldn't know
what. I mean, she's ordered a grand slam.
Well, yeah, she's sitting there with the smothered and covered, man. I'd be like, who's that chick? I mean, she's pretty hot, but I wouldn't know her.
She is hot.
But I wouldn't know her.
Yeah. And then the other weird thing that happened is that Kate Beckinsale and Matt Rife were spotted smooching at the after party following the Golden Globes. Now, she's 22 years older than him.
Yeah.
Matt Rife, you know him as the comedian. Kate Beckinsale is known as hot and actress, right? And so they were kissing and being affectionate. They had dated in the past, but 22 years older. Look at Matt go.
Man. Likes them older women.
Yeah.
He does.
Man. I guess so,
he talks
right?
about it all the time.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. So they were kissing, being affectionate with one another. Her arms were around his neck. His arms and hands were around her waist. They were very close. And then I saw them kiss a couple times. Another source said they were friendly exes that were having some fun, some cocktails, and making out.
Wow.
You know how, like, sometimes you see your ex and you just make out
with
her.
Yeah, it's comfortable. Yeah.
Did you see the gift bags? And the trips they gave away?
I did not.
At the Golden Globes? No. And these people are millionaires, okay? They're multi rich. These trips they were giving away were worth like $500,000.
I'm surprised they take them.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that no matter how much money you have, you love things for free.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe so.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even if it's just an ink pen, you love things for free. It doesn't matter how much money you got. Anything comped is still cool.
So the gift bags are worth $1 million. There was a $40,000 facelift in there.
Oh, nice.
And a $60,000 yacht trip. Is
I
just
don't
a couple
think I'd go
friends.
To a plastic surgeon that gives me a gift card.
Yeah, me either. And they did giveaways. They had a $500,000 trip to Turks and Caicos that they gave away, and it was valued at $500,000+.
Wow, that is crazy. Yeah, because a lot of times they have to have their picture taken with the people that they're taking the gift bags from, and so they just skip it all together. Like, I'm not endorsing you.
Yeah,
you know, like, so.
Maybe that's why Kylie was there, to get a gift bag.
Maybe so. She's a billionaire.
Yeah.
Maybe some of it was her stuff. Maybe she had her Lincolns in there. Yeah. Anyway, let's see here. What else? Wicked director says there's a long road ahead. He's the guy that is Wicked director. John Chu says that it might be a long wait until we get the Britney Spears anticipated biopic based on her current memoir. You know, The Woman in Me is supposed to become a movie, right? And so he's saying that he's a big fan of hers, but he really wants to do it justice. So it's going to take a while, that she is on board. She's going to be involved, but he hasn't really started on it yet. So don't expect anything soon.
Okay.
So he's going to take his time and do it right. Plus, I think he's been really busy with Wicked.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah. Anyway.
I did see where she...
What is that? My new word now? Anyway.
She reconciled with her kids over the holiday.
One of them, right?
Right. I thought it was both, but it might have been one. I don't know. I don't keep up with Britney Spears.
You know my theory.
Yeah.
Is because their child support ended.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've got the audio if you want to hear.
I'd love to hear.
Would you like to hear that?
I would.
Is that coming? My son's here to my baby.
Hello.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It's just her on camera with her kids. But
like
she reconciles.
Speaking Spanish or
she
something.
Keeps trying to speak German and like with a German accent.
Oh, is that it?
Uh-huh.
Thanks, Padu.
Yeah.
That was some good audio. Thank you for playing it, BJ.
I'm playing it again if you want to hear it.
Oh, no, I'm good. I was just like, I don't know what that was German?
I was glad that she got with her kids over the holiday because they've had a rough time, haven't they?
They have, but I still feel like there's some intent.
There was only one there. Didn't only one have the...
It was Jaden.
Right, yeah.
You know, you're taking away my joy here. I was seeing it as a very loving moment.
And isn't he the oldest one that's now without the child support?
I believe so,
yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. You want to hear the audio again?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, play it.
Come on.
Must enjoy your
There you go.
Yeah. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
That's solid, huh?
Yep.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.